Well, Christmas is approaching, which means the calls for donations tend to intensify, and this year is no different to any other year. But the way good causes get noticed and funded these days is changing too. Crowdfunding has become a popular source of support for grassroots movements, which in the past might have been ignored. Digital disruption of traditional philanthropy has also allowed ordinary citizens to make direct contributions to causes that they feel really are close to their hearts and speak for them. Today marks the beginning of Give Now Week, and the Funding Network, that's the name of it, the Funding Network, is one initiative that aims to connect small social change projects to fundraisers. Lisa Cotton is the Chief Executive and co-founder of the Funding Network. Lisa, hello, welcome to breakfast.
You're welcome, thank you very much.
So the Funding Network, it's about, I think you describe it as democratizing philanthropy. What is it?
It is. We support the growth of grassroots charities by conducting live crowdfunding events that attract up to 150 people. And then we use these live events to get people more deeply involved in the community via volunteering and mentoring, skilled volunteering and mentoring.
Okay, so I'll come back to those events in a moment, but you say on your website that the Funding Network wants to challenge the notion that only the wealthy can make a difference. How are you challenging it? Isn't it not wealthy people who are coming to these live events?
In the main, no. They're everyday Australians. I mean, predominantly professionals that come along to these events. So it's a mix of people from the range ages of 25 through to 65. I would say probably 20% would be high net worth individuals that would come to these events. It's a truly egalitarian way of giving, actually, but it's providing access to people who don't consider themselves donors or philanthropists.
How do you find the people to invite? Do you invite them, or do you just put a sign up on your website and people put their hands up?
Yeah, both actually. We've got a network now, having been established for 4 years, which is quite large. So it's part of our network. We also partner with large corporations or philanthropic foundations to put on the events, typically based in the city, and they in turn invite their staff and often invite their clients to these events as well.
You want to have a bit of money to come along, or you want the people to have a little bit of money in their pockets, because you want to raise, I think you, I'll get you to describe one of these events in a moment,
sure.
But basically $10,000 per pitch is what you're hoping to raise. So you need people with some money in their pockets.
You do.
So tell me about the night, how it runs. What's the rundown?
Yep. So look, it's a fast-paced night. People arrive and have some food and drinks. Then the pitches get underway, and each organisation, and there are three or four grassroots charities that pitch. They pitch for 6 minutes, answer questions from the audience for 6 minutes, then they leave the room, and then it's over to the audience to support them, and that's done by facilitated pledging. So that starts from $100, which is why this model is so accessible. So pledges start from $100. Some people give $100, some people give $500 in the crowd, some people give $2,000. And as people are giving, you can see the tally go up in the on the screen, so people know how quickly they're getting to that $10,000 or $15,000 target.
And you've run a few of these now. How much, what's the relationship between the sort of the quality or the power of the pitch to how much is given? Is the pitch as important as the cause?
Yeah, it's a really good question, actually, because inevitably the quality of the pitch is really good. All the organisations that pitch at Funding Network events get pitch coaching and mentoring prior to the event actually taking place. So, but the question about is it the power of the pitch or the cause, it's actually a combination. The crowd are pretty fair, because when they can see the amounts reaching their targets, they really don't want to see one left behind. And that has, it's in fact never happened in terms of one not reaching their target.
Okay, so on the one you ran just a few weeks ago, you raised a lot more than 10,000.
We did.
Per pitch. There
were
three groups.
Yes.
And I think you raised 74,000 on the night. What was the key to that?
I think the key to that was the US election.
Really?
Well, it was such an antidote for such an incredible day. The results came through. We did this event. People arrived somewhat sort of dumbfounded, and people responded to that. It was like an antidote. But it wasn't just the US election. It was the power of those pitches. What we don't shy away.
Well, an example of the night, there was a refugee speaking, an
exactly.
Iranian refugee,
yeah.
I believe. There was an Indigenous educator
yep.
speaking, and there was a LGBT group, Pinnacle,
yep.
Fund scholarships for young LGBT.
Yes, yes.
That mix, what was it about that mix that...
Look,
I
think that having a diversity of organisations pitching, and also these are tough, a lot of these are tough subjects. I mean, we don't shy away from the hard issues. And I think refugees is one at the moment. I mean, that was a terrific program that does pop-up kitchens, really innovative. And having a refugee who's experienced and had a lived experience of unemployment is a really powerful thing for people to see. Similarly with LGBTQ. I mean, these people rarely get a public platform in front of an audience they wouldn't ordinarily get to. And the people responded to that. I mean, similarly, the audience wouldn't have an opportunity to hear some of the issues, the issues from the people at the coalface.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 18 to 9. Our guest is Lisa Cotton, Chief Executive and co-founder of the crowdsourcing philanthropy group, The Funding Network. Why did you do this, Lisa? And did you think about the impact it might have on the established charities? Is this a disruptor in your view? And are the charities, the bigger charities or the mainstream charities, threatened?
No, I wouldn't say they're threatened. Yes, it is disrupting it a bit because it's a very efficient way to raise funds, and it's also aggregating funding, which a lot of large charities don't do.
They
will
go
for it's about pooled funding, so it's getting everyone together to pool funding for common causes.
But isn't that what we do when we ring up and donate something to the Red Cross flood appeal or
yeah,
something?
I think the difference with this is it's human-to-human contact. It's a bit like the rise of online digital crowdfunding, which is fantastic and it's playing a really disruptive role in society. But what people don't get with that is the human contact, the face-to-face contact with the people who are actually delivering on the ground.
And what about the argument that all this crowdsourcing, crowdfunding that's going on is actually taking the pressure off governments who should be funding a lot of these activities? We're all resorting now to crowdfunding for get our films funded or our philanthropic project, the social change project funded.
Yeah. Well, government funding is an issue. It's either stalling or there's less government funding for the social sector. But I think the role that crowdfunding, whether it's digital or whether it's live, is it's supporting social innovation. It's supporting new models of interventions that can address some of our most intractable problems. And often government can't play that role.
There's a degree of trust involved too, because when people donate to a major charity, they understand that there's regulatory control of that money. When they're donating to a charity through a group like yours, they're really trusting that the project they're donating to has got proper sort of management and integrity issues.
Absolutely.
Sorted.
Trust is absolutely critical. What people like
do
about...
Do you take steps to ascertain that?
We do. We do all the due diligence. Before they're up on the stage, we've checked their financials, we've looked at their governance, we've looked at their strategic plans, and we've had a selection panel that has also gone through that. So every single event has a selection panel in that process. That's what people like about it, because they don't have to do the homework.
Yeah, and I guess the beauty of this is to a small project, a $24,000 donation can make a big difference.
Huge, yeah.
Lisa, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks,
Lisa
Fran.
Cotton is the Chief Executive and co-founder of the crowdsourcing philanthropic project, The Funding Network. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:45.